Let your heart be what speaks to you. Let the voice inside of you that is the complete, all-knowing Akash, let that wisdom be the voice that guides your footsteps, that guides your thoughts, that guides your heart along the way, that gives you advice, and in this moment tells you there is nothing else you need to do. Oh, and you feel yourself relax even more deeply. There is no pressure. There is only love and acceptance. And that knowing that you are exactly who you came here to be. And you are exactly when you came here to be. And the family around you, and the love in the room, created by you, created by each one, brought together by your intention, by your collective Akashic remembering, to be the voice in your hearts. That one heart, that one human divine heart, where the chalice of your intentions for growing your light resides. And you place within that chalice your trust, your faith, and your surrender to the place that you know is where your perfection lives, your divine will, your divine identity. And that comes with you through the veil into this life, into this love, and into the wisdom of your own guidance, your messages. What brought you to the chair today is that guidance, that love for self and family. And to be reminded that you are honored for your human experience, your human expression. You are loved and honored from the other side.
Greetings, dear ones, of Cryon of Magnetic Service. It's so difficult for humanity to think that they are the top of the sacred evolutionary chain on the planet. Did you ever wonder what your place was? If I told you the entire planet created for all of these years so that you could be here, so your souls could be here, would you believe that? There are those who believe you're simply another mammal in a system of life. But I'm telling you, not only are you special, but this planet was created for you. I've told you that souls are eternal. And one of the channels I gave here, even in Europe, with that soul that you have, has a name in light. The name that you have right now is the human name, and it changes every time you come. Beautiful system of gender change, of experience change, of Akashic change, of karmic change. The groups you choose to be in, the parents you have, the lessons you have, all planned by you. It seems so unusual for such a thing to be. For you sit in a reality that doesn't really support that. Not on the surface. But dear ones, the minute you start engaging with it and understanding it, you understand you're controlling it. And that's when life starts to change. When you believe these things could be real and then test them. And as you test them, you start to realize it makes a difference. Not only that, it makes a difference to those around you. Could it really be that the whole existence of the planet revolves around the dark and the light challenges and decisions that you make? And what might happen here planetarily is a result of that? Is it possible that evolution itself was simply controlled, planned to get you here? So you could sit in this test of dark and light. This is not a test or a challenge of souls, dear ones. It's a test of dark and light. To see where free choice would take you with the duality that has been installed in you. What a system this is that would put you here on this planet in a way that is so beautiful for you to see. And yet there are those who would never believe such a thing, ever. You're just another mammal. I want to present some possibilities to you. I want you to think about these things. It is a channel about the evolving human being, a system that doesn't really make sense if you took a look at it compared to the other mammals on the planet, or even the chances itself that you'd be here. Those who look at evolution in the millions of years that would get you to this place have made discoveries. And one of the discoveries is this: it was far too quick. The idea that by chance amino acids would combine with others to create this and that and this and that to have such complexity as the human being. There are computer models that would say it's possible, but it would have taken another billion years by chance to create you. It wasn't chance. Dear ones, there are those scientists who will now say that evolution had to have some designer. Perhaps it's the field that you've spoken about even this day, the entrainment, the physics of togetherness, But evolution itself was pushed. You might even say there was an intelligent design that got it to the place where humans were created. Way too fast, according to some who study it with their models. It's starting to occur to those scientists who are studying it that the evolutionary process of chance could never really have put together something as complex and beautiful as you. And yet it did. And then something happened, dear ones. The study of the implementation of the 23rd chromosome human being. You've heard of the missing link, haven't you? It remains missing unless you study the stars. What gave you 23 chromosomes instead of the common 24 of all that is below you that supposedly you evolved from? There was a shift and there was a change. And there was sacredness that was implanted in you. Beautiful. It is the creation story of duality. When you got the spark of God, dear ones, and your soul entered the human race. We've spoken of it many times. It's beautiful on purpose. It was not an accident. But it changed something. It changed natural evolutionary process. And those who would look at this objectively, of the things that I'm going to tell you, instead of rolling their eyes and walking away, would see something. There really is something to look at that is odd and unusual about the evolutionary process of the human being. My partner's presentation today mentioned that science has looked at this and are puzzled why there is only one kind of human when there are so many kinds and varieties of all the mammals below you. It's almost like nature was dysfunctional and only let one kind of human through that filter of survival and variety. And yet here you sit and you look around the planet and indeed, only one kind. But that's not the oddest thing. I'll make a statement. Again, natural evolutionary processes stopped when you got 23 chromosomes. And all of the mammals around you, it continued. It continued unabated, just like natural things happen and nature creates things, but not with you. Your evolution became tied to one thing, and that was your consciousness. Suddenly, human beings would only evolve with higher consciousness, and the evolution of you, what happened, would all be tied to your choice between dark and light. You can see this. You can see it easily. Let me present something that many really haven't thought of about how you think, how nature works. I want you to look at an evolved mammal far beneath you, far beneath your consciousness, a mammal that survives through natural evolutionary processes on this planet, which work and have been proven to work. Let's take a look at the bison. That's just one of many kinds who give birth on the field to a calf. When the calf is up and running in hours or less, running with the herd. The calf is smart, it knows instinctually what poison water smells like, what the enemy is like, and the feeling it's near as it moves with the herd almost from birth. And if you ask a biologist, what is this called? They'll say, well, it's called instinct. It's an innate knowing, an inbred feeling that passes down from the parents to the calf. It's evolutionary. It's survival. And you don't have it. Let me ask you a question. Every single one of you born on this planet has had an experience with fire or heat. You burn your hand on the stove or through a flame of some kind. And it happens early in your life. That experience is etched into the neurons of your brain. Etched there. To an extent that you will never do it again. All of your life, to the last breath, you won't touch a stove. Mother gives birth to the child. They have no idea. And they touch a stove again. Wouldn't you think that as the highest evolved creature on this planet, that the very least that you would receive is instinct like the bison? And you wouldn't touch the stove. I've just given you something to think about. 23 chromosome, sacred person with a higher self and a soul. Your evolution, what you remember and what you do from generation to generation is tied to how high your consciousness is. Don't you think that humanity would learn from its mistakes? And that the next time around it would be sharper and clearer and cleaner and wiser. But it isn't. Did it ever occur to you, oh dear human being, in the cycle that you have called reincarnation, that as an old soul becomes older and you come back and you come back and you come back and you come back, that you'd remember something? And you don't. How many of you are aware of how many times you've learned to read? And you start from scratch every single time. Every single time. What would evolution of consciousness look like? Let me give you an example of where this is going and what is occurring on this planet right now. Children are changing. Conceptually, they're changing. Children are starting to remember dysfunction. It's changing children to the degree that you can see it between your children and your grandchildren. That quickly. Conceptually, children are starting to object to dysfunctional things, especially in education. Dear ones, humanity is beginning to evolve. There will be children who will have a very difficult time with the primary reading books given to them. Because they are not relearning to read, they are remembering to read. And that requires an entire different paradigm of teaching. If they already have something and you're giving them something to trigger the memory, You're going to give them a different kind of textbook, aren't you? Instead of one that starts from the absolute beginning as though they knew nothing. It's the same with history. If they were there, dear ones, and had the concepts of what worked and didn't, a history book that simply starts at the beginning and gives them facts and figures and dates, not interesting. Not interesting. Mathematics. They don't want to start with 1 + 1. They want to pick up and remember and go from there. What does a child do when they sit among old energy teaching? And I'll tell you, they check out. They act out. They don't want any part of it. It's old, it doesn't make sense, it's archaic, and it's teaching them nothing. Welcome, dear ones, to the consciousness of new children. And you're starting to see it everywhere on the planet. Remembering to read. Watch for this. Entire generations who start walking in months instead of taking what you think has been the paradigm of how long it takes to walk. And the reason? Because they'll have muscle memory, mirror neurons, all the things that the bison calf had as it was born and dropped into the field, and all the things started activating. Remember, remember, remember. Stand, move, go. Muscles cooperating. It's coming. You're going to start seeing it. An evolution that is starting because of one thing. You made it past 2012. Humanity has done dysfunctional things that are almost beyond belief in dysfunction. You massacred each other on a regular basis. Never understanding. Never having it transferred to the next generation that war didn't work. Battle after battle. Life after life. Sorrow. Horror. And then you came in and did it again. And if you look at history, dear ones, the enemy remains the same. The distance between agreement remains the same. The players remain the same. Your last two wars were the same war with a little break. Players were the same. Episodes were the same. Reasons were the same. But the last one got bigger, didn't it? A little bigger than the first. That's dysfunction. That's not evolution. That's a humanity that was stuck over and over in an old, old paradigm that never, ever worked. You didn't evolve. Animals around you evolved very well, but you never learned. Every child born learned from scratch. Had to burn their hand on the stove, had to learn to read. Doesn't that seem odd to you? More than odd, I'd even say it was representation of the truth that humans are not like the other mammals at all. They're tied to something else. Consciousness. You are starting the journey, dear ones, that so many before you on other places in this galaxy have gone. You've climbed out of that staticness of dysfunction. And your consciousness is starting to evolve. And in that, generationally, you will start coming back and remembering, old soul. Let me tell you something. It's begun. Those who sit here right now with me, those who may listen right now with me, are here because something is triggering the memory of truth. The truth is that inside you is something far grander than biology. A system that you've always had, but you didn't remember. That memory awakens you to a degree that you sit and go, wow, there's something here, I should listen. There's something here, perhaps I should try it. There's something here that wasn't before. That's the awakening. I've said this before, the ones who start remembering first are the old souls. And the old soul is one who has come over and over and over and over. Listen, even if you've had to awaken every single time and burn your hand every single time and make the mistakes every single time, that still is in your Akash. And when your Akash starts to be active, you start remembering it. And that is what is happening. So Akashic awareness is starting to occur among human beings who are old souls. It was mentioned before that there are some of you who have made up your mind that you're not coming back. Yes, you are. Let me tell you something. Let me ask you something. Let me present something. Would it make a difference? If you came back to this planet and you're born and at some level you remember all the mistakes that you made and you're not going to make them again, would that make a difference? And the answer is, oh yeah, it would. You come back young, you're ready to go again. Only this time, old soul, you're ready to walk faster, read, and remember. You won't make the same mistakes you made before because they didn't work. And that is instinct. That's in your innate. What doesn't work? But more than that, an awakening Akash will also give you the wisdom of what did work. And that's where you go. Some are realizing that now, are awakening to be able to guide your life on what works and doesn't work based on intuition alone. That is innate at its best. That's the parking angel on steroids. Navigating your life, knowing that something is coming and it's benevolent and it's beautiful and you have no idea what it is or where. But you can sit peacefully because you know it's coming. Can you sit with me in a moment? Can you sit with me here? And say to yourself, I know it's coming. What if I told you that every single concern and problem you have is known by God? All of them. Even the smallest thing that would irritate you, keep you from sleeping, make you worry about the future, all of those things are known. Let me tell you why they're known. Because those are the things that'll shorten your life. And in the knowing of it, dear ones, is the undoing of it. And the way to create a peace that goes beyond understanding. You felt it perhaps when you meditated, when you've gone to those things you would call worship services, when you sat with others and sang or toned. And for a moment, just a moment, everything is fine. And you feel the euphoria of the knowledge that you are part of the system of God, known, loved. Then when you get up, it goes away. Now I'm telling you, you will know how to sustain it, create it, focus on the things that are beautiful, put it aside, and practice it to the degree it will become your normal life paradigm. To expect benevolent change instead of the opposite. It's not a betrayal of your parents, dear ones, to vary from what they told you. It's not. If they told you the way things work and they mentioned human nature, if they said, this will never happen, and you won't be part of this, that, whatever, I want you to throw that away right now. In fact, that's a good exercise. Some of you have parents which are gone. And if you do, I have news. They're not gone. They're sitting here right now saying, listen to him. Because now they know. And they're here to support you in a very unusual way. Soul support. We've talked about that before. It's an old paradigm, old teaching, old energy that would tell you you can't do something. That's not who you are. An old soul, part of being an old soul is you having to undo that. Mothers and fathers of children who are just coming in, listen, be careful what you tell them. And it's not for the reasons you think. Be careful because they'll object. They won't believe you. Because they know they're magnificent. Children are coming in with entitlement of God, entitlement of peace. And if you tell them they cannot do something, they'll argue with you. There'll be drama in the family if you tell them they cannot, they won't, they shouldn't, they know better. That is a new generation of consciousness coming to this planet. It seems like the kids are difficult. It seems like they're entitled. They're just wise. They're wise to it. You're going to see this more and more. Parents, respect that. Respect the fact that they know what you don't think they know. And you can be part of something that isn't taught yet. The raising of children with consciousness that is higher allows them to understand and talk about things that you wouldn't think they could. You can commiserate with them for their old souls like you. At some level, you can tell them, you know who they are, that they're smarter than others think they are. You can be their advocates instead of their disciplinarians. There are things coming that are going to rewrite how education works. What to do with children who seem one way and they're really not. They're advanced. This is evolution, and it's happening because of 2012. You made it. And when you did, the paradigm shift of time itself moved off of that old peg of a circulating time of old energy. How many of you realize that you are in a planet that has no predictions? All your scriptures told you about something that didn't happen. The prophets of old, the seers of old, gave you the quatrains of something that would happen, and it didn't. How does it feel to be in a world that has really no prophecy? You made it. You went into an area that was never talked about, except with the ancients, who saw the potentials that you might make it. They drew on the pyramids themselves in certain parts of this earth what it might be like, with lines showing the sweep of human consciousness going to places that it never had before. There is prophecy. Not that which you have read or know about, what's there. You're beginning a new chapter of humanity, and things are changing so fast around you, some of you fear it. You think change is going to take you into a place that is more difficult. If you resist it, it will. Expect benevolent change in your life on earth. Understand that there is a gradual increase in what human beings truly want. And in that, there's going to be something that you haven't received before. What people will react to soon, not long, will be compassionate action. Look for it in your leadership, in places you never thought it would be, in those who can put things together. Anyone who can put things together that were never put together before is going to be seen. That's what we want. That's what we want. That's what we want. Different than before. What human beings will motivate to, and the energies that they will want, is changing. You're going to see it all over the planet. Those who put things together and create peace will be revered. Revered. Because that's not the human nature you had before, dear ones. You don't know what high consciousness is any more than your ancestors would understand today. Let me talk to the Scots. I want to pretend for a moment you're going to have a meeting on a round table with ancestors from hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and you're going to meet them and you're going to talk to them. And they're going to talk about what happened then, and you're going to talk to them about what's going on now. And you might say to them, well, there are still issues with the country below us. And they would say, well, there always were. And you might say, well, we're going to do something about it. And they would say, okay, we wish we were there for the battle. We'll help you sharpen the swords. We'll do all those things. And you say, wait a minute. We're not going to do that. We don't do that anymore. We're going to vote. And they would go, you're kidding. And as much as you try to tell them what has happened, and the civility that has replaced what they knew, and the higher consciousness that you now know now that they never did, they will not understand it. They will not understand it. They'll stand up and shout, help you sharpen your sword. That's all I know, dear ones. And right now, all you know is what you have. As good as it is, as civil as it is, you have no idea what a higher level is. You cannot look up, only back. The ancestors of tomorrow will have a consciousness that you cannot imagine, that will put things together and create a planet you cannot imagine. Peace on earth is not the goal. That's a given. Do you understand this? That will happen. And that's the trigger for everything else that this planet will get. I've said this before, I will say it again. There'll come a day when you will look backwards and say, everything from 2012 backwards is the age of those humans who were barbaric. Everything from 2012 backwards. Age of barbarism, of horror, before we grew up. Everything from 2012 on will be seen differently, and eventually it'll be the age of compassion. You may even change your dating system again to reflect massive consciousness shift into the light. You'll solve problems that you don't even think are solvable today. You'll solve them with physics and consciousness, overpopulation, water, electricity, power. It's all there. It's all doable. But things that are coming that you don't know about, you cannot conceive of, all from a higher consciousness, evolved human being. There are things coming. If you could sit around a round table with those 300 years from now, they'd tell you about something and you'd say, "You're kidding." Because you don't know what you don't know. That's the beauty. Two steps forward, one backward. It doesn't happen fast or easy, but it happens. You'll see it cranking on this planet even now as you watch the news. Those who are determined to do something you never thought they would do. Against all odds, there will be this and that and this and that. You'll see it. Population is starting to rise up because of integrity issues. You're already starting to see it within the ranks of your own culture. What is and is not acceptable anymore. Coming to the front. There's never been an age like it. And you're part of it. And so why do you sit there and doubt it? And why would you continue a life of suffering when it all around you is the answer? Why would you stay in poor health when you can heal yourself? This is the message of the channeler. There will be others coming who will tell you the same. And eventually, there will be no channelers. Because the instinct that you have of intuition will tell you all about your magnificence. And you won't need anybody to sit in a chair and give a message like this. That's the beauty of what's coming someday. I know this. I've seen it before. Other humans look just like you. Different places have gone through this very thing. How fast you go is up to you. But dear ones, you've passed an important marker, whether you feel it or not, whether you believe it or not. Long after this channel is over, there will be things on the news that will tweak you and say, "He's right. Look at this." When you see something poor happen, or not exactly like you thought, don't then fall backwards. Don't backslide into the old energy thinking it's not happening. Because these things happen slow, difficult. And you'll have solutions to all the things that come your way. Dear ones, shine light where it needs to be shined. Old soul, we need your energy of compassion and expectation of good things. Compassion and expectation of good things is consciousness that pushes time itself. That's where you come in. It's beautiful. What you can do now. That's the message tonight. That'll always be the message. Go from this place and ponder what you learned. Examine the logic of it. Look around at the history. See it yourself. And then feel the love of God, the aha, the awakening, the light that comes and says, "This planet was made for you. Now take it and create something special." And so it is.